heard of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodnan. Welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Now, I want to know, here on Sunday, how many of you patriots out there disagree with this administration? And the last one, and the one before that, and the one before that, and so on and so forth. Huh? Everyone raise their hands who disagrees with these commies masquerading as patriotic presidents of the United States. Huh? I would have to say that a lot of you do. In fact, we could raise both hands. We could raise our feet. We could stand up off the chair. We could do all kinds of things to signify that we disagree vehemently with this commie administration and all the commies who came before. Now, couldn't we? Huh? Couldn't we? Oh, yes, indeed. We could. The lies, they just keep on coming. You can't keep up with them all. We are swimming in lies. I am telling you, you just cannot make the crap up that is being spewed out there, can you? I mean, honestly, in your wildest imagination, you couldn't dream up the bull crap that these evil pricks are dreaming and shoveling, could you? You really couldn't. It is an amazing thing. Now, listen, I don't have a guest today, which, you know, I usually don't on Sundays anymore. So I want to talk about several different things. But if any of you out there in listening land would like to join my conversation that I will be having with myself today, you are more than welcome to do so. And here is the number for you to call if you want to do that. 888-320-6151. Listen, my website is three words. Ton of great information on there. Really go take a look. And there is one tab in particular. I have a tab on the top entitled Must Watch, and there's a video on there. It's about an hour and a half long. You don't even need to sit and watch it. You can do your dishes and just listen to it. It is about cultural Marxism, and I suggest, truly, I it would behoove you to go and watch that video. It really would. Listen to it. You need to really understand. If you don't already, and perhaps some of you do, but I can guarantee you many, many, many do not understand what's really happened here and how it happened. All right? So the only thing that I know, the older that I get, is that how much of what I've been told has been one big, massive, humongous lie. And that what the truth is exactly 180 degrees the opposite of the lies that we have all been told. They have fed us this crap from day one. They truly have. And so it really is rather revealing, and it is mind-boggling when you start to scrape away, I should say, I don't know, peel away the layers of the onion, and you start to see what's going on. It truly does bring tears to your eyes. I'm not kidding. Anyway, now listen, several things I want to talk about, but this one I wanted to try to find, I wanted to talk about FBI, their communities against terrorism and the potential indicators of terrorist activities. Now, they got a lot of them out there. Whole new list of things that we could be doing that might indicate, gee, we could be a terrorist. Now, this one is related to the Internet Cafe. You know, any of you who go out to, well, around here is Panera Bread. I'm outside of Philly. Panera Bread. Now, you could take your laptop and you could go there and you could have a cup of coffee or a sandwich or something and you could get on the Internet. Now, if you were shielding your screen from someone who happened to walk by because maybe you were inputting your password or you wanted to do a little online banking or something like that, you know what I mean, Vern, don't you? Well, gee, they think that because you might be overly concerned about your privacy, you might be a terrorist. Ruh-roh. Now, what else? Listen, if you pay with cash, or you use credit cards in different names. Wow. Wow. Ooh, it's kind of spooky, isn't it? Ooh. Let's see. What else? act nervous or suspicious, behavior inconsistent with activities. I don't know. Is covering up your screen? I mean, is that trying to block people from seeing your password when you get online? Oh, I don't know. Does that mean that you're acting suspicious? Are ya? Let's see. If you're switching SIM cards in your cell phone or you use multiple cell phones, well, I don't know. What if you had a work cell phone and you had a personal cell phone? I guess that's multiple. More than one is multiple, right? Travel illogical distance to use the internet cafe. So say it's a Saturday afternoon and you decide, I think I'm going to take a ride. It's a nice sunny day. I think I'll take a ride. I want to be able to take my computer with me, my laptop, and I'm going to take a ride out in the country. And you say, hey, I think I want a cup of coffee. Let me go into this McDonald's because I think a lot of McDonald's have computer stuff. Don't they have that Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi or whatever the hell it's called stuff? Anyway, they have it, right? So you're going for a Saturday afternoon drive into the country. Now imagine this. This is noteworthy behavior. You're going for a little drive. You got your laptop in the back seat, and you're going to get on the internet, and you've driven, say 20 miles from where you live. Well, I'm telling you, is that an illogical distance to use the internet cafe? I don't know. Seems a little suspicious to me, doesn't it to you? Now, let's see. What else here? Activities on computer indicate evidence of a residential-based internet provider. Signs on to Comcast AOL. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. I haven't figured that one out. If you use anonymizers, portals, or other means to shield your IP address. So, let's see. You don't like the fact that Google wants to track every move. Well, they've been tracking every move anyway, along with all the other commie dirtballs. Well, let's see. You might not like that fact, so you want to have a little privacy, right? Not good. Not allowed if you want to use one of them anonymity-creating IP portal thingamajiggers. Well, there you go. It's suspicious. Let's see. If your suspicious or coded writings, I don't know, what's suspicious or coded writings, use of code word sheets, cryptic ledgers, etc. Well, I don't know what that means. Oh, these are activities on the computer. I don't know what that means, but I'm not up on all this computer stuff, so I guess I must be suspicious, right? Let's see, encryption or use of software to hide encrypted data in digital photos. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's okay to have a little privacy, don't you, kiddies? Huh? Maybe we need to let the FBI know that seeking privacy and wanting privacy is a normal behavior. Let's see. Suspicious communications using VoIP or communicating through a PC game. Ruh-roh. All of you people who like to play World of Warcraft, you better watch out, because I know when you're on World of Warcraft, hey, kiddies, you can communicate with the other players playing in your world now, can't you? That must be a suspicious behavior. Hey, everyone listening, boys and girls, I think you better let the kiddies know. Maybe that'll get them to wake up a little, huh? All of the young people, now I know it isn't just young people who play World of Warcraft. But maybe if we told these young kids, guess what the government is doing, huh? Maybe that might get them to open their eyes. I think we should let them know. In fact, I printed this piece of paper I'm reading off of. I printed it off of, I think I must have been on the FBI's website, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, the BJA. I didn't even know we had a Bureau of Justice Assistance. Did you? Anyway, let's see. If we use computers to download content of extreme radical nature with violent themes, I don't know. Let's see now. If we wanted to download something about the American Revolution, would that be a radical nature with violent themes? Perhaps. Let's see. If we wanted to gather information about vulnerable infrastructure or obtain photos, maps, or diagrams of transportation, sporting venues, or populated locations. Well, gee, I don't know. Isn't that what your GPS is for, right? Doesn't that, like, kind of guide you from point A to point B? Or if you go on MapQuest or something to try to figure out your route? I don't know. What do you think? If you were going to pick somebody up at the airport and you wanted to see, well, which entrance should I go to for American Airlines or something? You might be a terrorist. Be right back, kiddies.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunication services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACDM call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum three-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Hi, Maxine here, the Orion Talk Radio spokeschick, with a question. Do you have a product or service that you would like to tell the world about? Why not advertise on the Orion Talk Radio Network? We have ad packages that are very reasonable and cost-effective. We offer 30 or 60-second commercials and web banner space with links to your business website. For a rate card and more information, contact us at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. This is Max. Thanks for listening.
Do you have a product or service that you would like to tell the world about? Why not advertise on the Orion Talk Radio Network? Orion Talk Radio has ad packages that are very reasonable and cost-effective. For a rate card and more information, contact us at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, go there, lots of good information there, so please check it out. Now back to these communities against terrorism, potential indicators of terrorist activities related to the Internet Cafe. Now there's one here. There are these potential indicators related to every single thing you could do in life. There's one related to grocery shopping. Now, actually, I'm making that up, but I'm sure they're watching you when you're over at Acme. I'm sure they are. Anyway, just like Walmart had that thing, right? Didn't Walmart have something? They were training their Walmart employees to, look for suspicious behavior. Now, if any of you ever checked out any of those YouTube videos of the style of dress that some people like to wear when they go to Walmart, many people would think that some of those get-ups that people get on are a little suspicious, but hey, who knows, right? See, to each his own. Anyway, now, where did I leave off? Now, listen. If you use computers to purchase chemicals, acids, hydrogen peroxide, acetone, fertilizer, etc. Well, let's see. Now, maybe you could get a better deal online than you could get at your local, Home Depot if you wanted to buy fertilizer for your garden. I don't know. What do you think? I guess that's suspicious behavior. Now, hydrogen peroxide, now that's good for cleaning out wounds. Acetone is good for taking off nail polish, but I don't know, maybe it's just as cheap to go buy some nail polish from the drugstore with acetone in it as it is to buy it online. I don't know. Maybe if you use your computers to go and see who's got the best deal on nail polish remover, especially if you wear fake nails and you like to take the polish off and, you know, that kind of stuff. You never know. Who knows? I don't know, you know, but it could be suspicious. Let's see. If you download or transfer files with how-to content such as content of extreme radical nature with violent themes, well, I don't know what that's supposed to be. You got an anarchist cookbook, explosives or weapons information. Well, I don't know. I guess if you wanted to get information on how to load your own shot, well, I mean, would that, you know, if you were an avid hunter or marksman or, you know, like to shoot as sport, I don't know. And you decided to load your own bullets because it was cheaper? Well, I don't know. That could be suspicious behavior. Let's see. Military tactics, equipment manuals, chemical or biological information, terrorist revolutionary literature. Now, I go back to the American Revolution, whatever you do. Now, listen, I'm near Valley Forge Park here in Pennsylvania, so maybe we shouldn't go to Valley Forge Park anymore. What do you think, kids, huh? Maybe Valley Forge Park should be off limits. Let's see. If you have a preoccupation with press coverage of terrorist attacks, defensive tactics, police or government information, information about timers, electronics, or remote transmitters or receivers. I don't know, all of them things. This is what they tell you now, though. Here's the caveat. It is important to remember that just because someone's speech, actions, beliefs, appearance, or way of life is different, it does not mean that he or she is suspicious. But just in case you want to blow them in, mention, call this number, and then mention Tripwire. Listen, now what they want you to do to be part of the solution, gather information about individuals without drawing attention to yourself. Identify license plates, vehicle description, names used, languages spoken, ethnicity, etc. Do not collect metadata, content, or search electronic communications of individuals. Do not do additional logging of online activity or monitor communications. If something seems wrong, notify law enforcement authorities. Do not jeopardize your safety or the safety of others. Preventing terrorism is a community effort. By learning what to look for, you can make a positive contribution in the fight against terrorism. The partnership between the community and law enforcement is essential to the success of anti-terrorism efforts. Some of the activities taken individually could be innocent and must be examined by law enforcement professionals in a larger context to determine whether there is a basis to investigate. The activities outlined on this handout are by no means all-inclusive, but have been compiled from a review of terrorist events over several years. Hello, caller. Are you a terrorist calling into my radio show? Identify yourself, friend or foe.
Hello, Maggie. This is Frank in California. I hope the audio's okay. I'm listening to your program. Do I sound decent out there?
Yeah, you sound okay to me. But that's only my opinion.
Oh, okay,
Frank.
Well, I'm listening to your program, and everything you're saying is true. You know, it's freedom is fading fast. There is some kind of communist agenda out there. There are so many things going on today. Now, you're talking about the government soliciting people to become snitches on their fellow citizens after the government has caused a massive problem here in the United States. They're so worried about terrorism, but they keep bringing Arabs in from the Middle East, and they keep raising mosques everywhere. I hear of late that Barack Obama is going to be imposing taxes on the sale of bullets and such, raising taxes to the point where buying bullets may be unaffordable for many people. So there's a full-stage attack on Second Amendment rights. If he does go into his second presidency, it's calculated that he will do away, that he will eviscerate Second Amendment rights entirely, and then it's conceivably game over for the American people. There's so much to worry about now.
Well, you know, I saw something, and I didn't read the entire article. I get the NRA magazine, and because I'm a member of the NRA. I must be on a terrorist list now, I guess, huh? Frank, maybe, huh? You belong to the NRA?
More than likely.
Maybe. Yep, I believe it. And they're sending out information on guns. I don't know. But anyway, they were talking about something like that because there's that UN small arms treaty that Hillary Clinton has been promoting. And I think that they will try to do a backdoor type of effort to try to get at the Second Amendment here, because if you look at what all despots have done traditionally in the last 100 years or so, is one of the first things that they do is they disarm the public, because then there won't be anybody able to fight against a despot. So that's a typical tactic that has been used by many despots. It's not unusual, so it only makes perfect sense.
Well, you're right, Maggie. Historically, it has been that way. Disarm the people, and once the people are disarmed, they can no longer defend themselves. And either we have a constitution, and we go by that constitution, and if the constitution is not observed in terms of government, then we have no government. And I think that's where we have gone. I look at it, and this is not government by the people for the people. This is an atrocity that has been thrust upon us. And every day they figure out new ways to confiscate your personal wealth through taxation. They want to confiscate the means of a man protecting his family. They've gone into unreasonable searches. And the people have done everything they can to address these issues peaceably. But I think that time is over. I think someplace in the United States, some guy's going to get up. He's going to go to some senator's office, walk in and beat the crap out of him and throw him out the window. And, you know, I'm supposed to say I do not advocate violence. Well, I really don't. But what is left, for Christ's sake? Can't they just leave us alone? Can't they leave us alone with what little money we earn and not confiscate it through excessive taxes, this whole IRS system and all this bull crap they've got going? What the hell is anybody supposed to do? How are we supposed to live anymore?
Well, actually, there's a new executive order that Obama has signed. Let me see if I have it. Yeah, it's a new executive order. It's, I don't know what the number is here. It's on their website, though. If you go to whitehouse.com, there's a new executive order establishing the President's Global Development Council. Now, I'm not really too interested in developing the globe. I'm interested in development here in the good old USSA. But, yeah, this is the latest one, but it doesn't have the number for this latest executive order that he signed. It's only got February 9th was the release date of this latest executive order that will help to redistribute wealth out of this nation into other nations, which is, of course, the goal. I mean, anybody out there listening who thinks that somehow this economy is going to be improving or these unemployment numbers are factual numbers is smoking something. They truly are. They're delusional, because the game is not to have an improved economy. The game is to collapse the economy. That's the name of the game, Frank, is destroy this economy, redistribute our wealth. Out of this economy, we will have a third world standard of living, period.
Yeah, they're moving very fast in that direction, and I have read some of what you're talking about. Even the UN has wanted to impose some kind of global tax so that they can put, as I would put it, the rest of the world on welfare. Put the third world on welfare by confiscating the monies of Europeans and Americans through taxes imposed upon financial transactions. That's what I had read of late. I was not aware that Barack Obama was doing his executive order thing there. And of course, when you look at that, you have a sitting president of the United States who has made a decision to seize some of the monies of the citizens of his country and give it to a global body that has no constitutional standing to take our monies or to do anything with it or to have anything to do with us. And this is not going to play well. This is not going to end well, all this communism and all this crap. The third world does not care for us other than what they can get out of us. And your average American, is it feels like he's under siege by their own government. And there's nowhere to turn anymore. Things are going to get worse in this country because it's all out of control.
Well, they've set the stage for things to get worse. I mean, if you go back and look at those so-called free trade agreements that had been signed, NAFTA, GATT, CAFTA, the World Trade Organization that we became involved with in that, I mean, that set the stage for the loss of millions and millions and millions of good-paying jobs here in this country. But it was a deliberate thing. I mean, that outcome was known, but that was the agenda. That was the intent, to have these jobs leave this nation. They aren't coming back. People can believe the crap that these people hustle them all the time if they want to, but those jobs aren't coming back here to this nation. That's not the agenda that they have set forth. That's not the agenda they're working on. It's not bringing manufacturing back here to the United States. That's not the goal. The goal is the collapse of this
nation. I agree. Well, the direction they're going in certainly will collapse the United States. Turning down that, I think it's called the Keystone Pipeline, that did not help Americans. That's something that Barack Obama did. And the EPA being used to make sure that there's no drilling, that there's no development of what natural resources we have here. Maggie, we should have begun developing our own natural resources, having our own gasoline and everything, and cut the Arab nations loose immediately after 9/11. Instead, we're still involved in there, and it looks like we may be going farther, because if we get involved in some conflict against Iran in order to benefit Israel. And I know there's a lot of Jewish influence here in the United States. Sometimes people don't like to hear that, but it is true. Then we are going to be in a world of hurt. I hear that China and Russia are backing Iran. So,
we've been told about that 9/11 was a job done by the Muslims. I don't know. You know, I mean, you look at all the stuff pointing, what made the Building 7 fall down, Frank? I mean, please. You know, there's a lot more to that than the official story we were told on the 6 o'clock news. No plane.
I agree.
So, I mean, you know, the blaming it on the Muslims was an easy excuse. They were looking for a scapegoat, and they thought, let's pick this one because that's a good one to pick. You know what I'm saying? So
It could have been a means of seizing power. Right? That government made a play for power, and this is the way they decided they were going to go. It was shortly after the 9/11 attack that they knew the identity of the perpetrators, and somehow that seems ridiculous. Too many things just do not add up.
Pretty convenient. I just happen to have this passport with, you know, the picture is clear and the name is legible. Just happens to be right on the ground here. Ain't that funny? Please, it's just a little too convenient.
Well, Maggie, I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to listen to the show. You really got me riled up. So you're doing a great job. Keep on doing it. Keep telling the truth. Keep redistributing the truth one bit at a time, as you say. I'm going to listen. Thank you so much for being on the air. Bye bye.
Thanks, Frank. Bye. Hey, everybody. Anyway, listen. Now I'm going to put this. Communities Against Terrorism thing that I printed out. I'm going to put it up on my website today so that you guys can check it out. And this is just the one related to the Internet Cafe. Now, there are numerous other ones, and I was watching this video the other day. Somebody sent me a link to it, and I don't know if I deleted that email or what. I can't find it again, but they had a bunch of these ones that they had that the FBI and the Bureau of Justice Assistance. It's funny, isn't it? That's Orwellian, really. God, you can't take this crap. Anyway, that they had come up with all these different things that they had come up with where they might be, that you can be suspicious. Put on your suspicious cap, okay? and you can be looking, keeping an eye out. Anyway, now listen, something else that I wanted to talk to you about is another article that I was reading, and it's just amazing to me the stuff that these people come out with. But this is an article on a website called theatlanticcities.com, and this is the death row of urban highways. See, they're interested in not only sending your jobs out of this nation, but they are interested in deconstructing this nation as well. Their goal is you will live in a urban ghetto, what I call green ghettos. You are going to live in green ghettos. You will be forced off the land. They will scrape you off the land. They will drive you off the land. And this is an article, and I'm going to read it to you. It's a very short article. If you want to read it, it's The Death Row of Urban Highways. You can find it. It's actually from November 2nd of 2011. You can find it on theatlanticcities.com. Even in the early years of America's highway construction craze, a few people recognized the folly of placing major roads through the hearts of cities. In her 1970 book, Super Highway, Super Hoax, Helen Levitt famously wrote that Dwight Eisenhower, the president who signed the Interstate Highway Act into law, didn't realize these roads would run through downtown districts until he saw construction of I-95 in D.C. Officials looked into relocating the system's urban highways, but by then it was too late. Apocryphal or not, the story offers little solace to current city residents. In cities across the country, highway placement decisions of yesterday continue to impact life today. The ghosts of the interstate era still linger in New Haven's Route 34 connector, for instance, which has bifurcated the downtown district for more than half a century. Just a few days ago, Matt Iglesias examined the difference between Paris, a city with no downtown highway obstructions, and Minneapolis, one with several. In the case of the latter, highways beget corruption of the city core. See, it's the highways that are at fault. If you didn't have a highway to speed you into the city, through the city, around the city, well, they wouldn't be corrupt now, would they? The city core would not become corrupted if the highways weren't there. I actually, it's funny, I'm going to stop reading this for a second. I had come across to, this was before I had stumbled on UN Agenda 21, and a friend of mine was doing some research. We had been attending a lot of meetings wondering what the hell was this new language we were hearing, all these different terms, and we came across an article that was done by this, I can't remember his name, individual, he might have been a college professor, makes no difference. College professors no longer impress me, not that they ever did necessarily. Anyway, he said that white flight out of cities and suburbia could all be blamed on the highway system. And that if we hadn't had the highway system, then people would not have wanted to leave the cities and go out to suburbia where they had a little home and a little patch of grass and a little backyard, maybe with a fence around it and a little swing set for their kiddies. So the highways were to blame for what this particular individual, who happened to be black, deemed the white flight out of cities, and they took their jobs with them and left the poor blacks in the neighborhoods to suffer, and it was all due to the highways. Now, if I might still have that article. I'm not sure if I have it on this computer, and we can't actually get into the old hard drive. So I don't know if I can find it. I'll search it out. If I can, I will put it up there, because it's rather fascinating to read this thought process that goes into trying to change fact into fiction, trying to make fiction become fact. It's fascinating to me how these people think and how they operate. Anyway, let me continue with this article. Let's see. In the case of the latter, highways beget corruption of the city core. They make it less pleasant to live downtown. At the very same time, they make it easier to live farther away. Now, this is the thinking. They don't want you to leave the cities. They don't want you to leave the ghettos. They want everybody packed and stacked in these green ghettos together where we can all live happily ever after, joining hands and singing Kumbaya. Look how well that's working thus far, kiddies. Look at how that's playing out just in Philadelphia alone, huh? Anybody paid much attention to what's happening in Philly lately? Oh, take a peek, will you please? We know now what they didn't in Eisenhower's day. It's possible to remove highways from city centers without ruining either the city or the highway. In fact, both can emerge stronger than before, as they did when the Embarcadero Freeway in San Francisco was replaced with an inviting waterfront boulevard. Many other cities now hope to duplicate that success. Earlier this fall, the Urban Land Institute released a list of 10 urban highways whose days are numbered. Many of these usual suspects, don't you love how they write this? They write this as if a highway somehow has criminality associated with it. It's just such absolute outrageous crap. These usual suspects have appeared on similar lists released by the Congress for the new urbanism over the past few years. Moving east to west across the country, here's a look at 10 roads that may not be cutting through cities much longer, as well as some of the plans that might replace them. So let's go. Let's talk about Interstate 195 in Providence, Rhode Island. The elevated Interstate 195 won't cut through downtown Providence much longer. Highway's combined demolition and relocation is underway and expected to be completed by next year. A redevelopment commission responsible for deciding how to use the space freed up by these shifts met for the first time in mid-October. Let's see. Now, let me get to this other article. There was another article. Let me see if I can find the second section of this article, because it's rather interesting. And one of the things, when you read some of these comments, they're really rather telling as well, because related to this, one of the persons who commented said that change of that Embarcadero Freeway, all it did was cut out access and dumped people into the city sooner. That's all that did. However, you wouldn't know that by listening to, or by reading that article. Okay, here's part two. A few months back, we assembled the death row of urban highways, 10 city-infringing roads that have been targeted for much-needed, if tricky, demolition. While I hear that music, I'm going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes. I'll finish this story that you guys may want to check out, because there's several cities in here mentioned, and your city could be one of them. Be back in three. My name is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Ron. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We got a few more minutes left before the Fat Lady sings, so I'm going to try to blow through this article if I can quickly. Anyway, now listen. Let me see where I left off here. I think I left off here. A number of those convictions were based on, now this is the death row of urban highways, you know, a number of those convictions, don't you love it, were based on the 2010 Freeways Without Futures list produced biannually by the Congress for the New Urbanism. Last week, the Congress released its 2012 list, and while many of the usual suspects appear, there are a few fresh cases worth hearing. These include interstates in St. Louis, Miami, several in New York State, a serial offender. Oh, isn't he just such a clever writer? A serial offender with intrusive roads in Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo. At the risk of taking the metaphor way too far, here are the mugshots and rap sheets of the five newest inmates on the death row of urban highways. I wonder if this prick, Eric Jaffe, who writes this, rides a bicycle. Perhaps he should. In fact, better yet, I don't know, where does that rubber come for the tires for his bicycle? Maybe he should just walk, huh? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, Syracuse I-81, I have traveled that highway more times than I can even count. Interstate I-81, constructed back in 57, carries upwards of 100,000 cars a day on six lanes that just run just east of downtown Syracuse. Condition is deteriorating. Many residents consider the 1.4-mile elevated portion through downtown a particular eyesore. No, so it'll be much better then if they tear that down and you can have red lights going through that section of the city that you don't really want to be in the first place. You know what I mean, Vern? Yes, they want to redevelop it as an urban boulevard. Now, there's lots of pictures of what happens when they change a freeway into an urban boulevard. They put a lot of roadblocks in your way. They put medians in there and bicycle paths and trees and crap in the center of the street so that your ability to speed through 100,000 cars a day. Think about it. Well, they'll jam that 100,000 cars a day into a couple of lanes, and you can go real slow. And they think that it's going to revitalize Syracuse. Syracuse was actually, as was, of course, the United States, Syracuse, along with Buffalo and Rochester, well, they were booming towns. Buffalo, at the turn of the last century into the 1900s, how they had the World's Fair there at one time. Amazing what it was and what they've turned it into. Isn't it, kiddies? You really need to look back to see what things were like and how they have deliberately destroyed them. Fascinating how evil these pricks have been. Since the early 60s, Interstate 70 divided downtown St. Louis from the Mississippi waterfront area, isolating residents from the iconic Gateway Arch. Studies conducted by the DOT have found most cars on the highway are heading west of the city, not into it, so that rerouting the downtown segment could cut traffic in half. Leading the calls for connectivity with the river is the city-to-river organization. I'll tell you what will happen. You'll never connect with the river, but you'll be blocks and blocks and blocks away from it where you'll get to walk to the river. Of course, that's what everybody wants to do, isn't it? They want to advocate reducing the highway to a pedestrian-friendly, grade-level boulevard that will attract commercial development. Please, please. Your cities in this nation are dying for a reason. People don't want to live in them. That's the fact. People live out in suburban and rural areas because that's what their preference is. Period. End of story. But these pricks are going to drive you off your land. They're going to make it impossible for you to stay in your single-family home because your single-family home is unsustainable. And the fact that you don't want to meet and greet with the elite on the street, well, that's a bad thing. Maybe you're a potential terrorist because you don't want to talk to your neighbor. Huh? Maybe you don't want to live in a sardine can in the city. Maybe you watch your space. You know, you yearn to be breathe freely out in a suburban or a rural area. Maybe that's your preference, huh? Supposed to be the land of the free, right? Oh, not anymore, because these pricks think they know better than you what you should do with your life. Route 5, the Skyway in Buffalo. Yes. They want to, the route, 110-foot Skyway Bridge crosses the Buffalo River and becomes Route 5 in the city's outer harbor, restricting pedestrian access to the waterfront in the process. New York State transportation officials examined potential alternatives for the road, but ultimately decided to retain Route 5 as an embankment rather than reconfigure it as a service-level boulevard. Yeah. Guess what? I got news for you. The population of all these areas has decreased dramatically. Why? Because there are no jobs. Why aren't there any jobs in this thriving city that was once host to the World's Fair in, I don't know, 1906 or something like that? Why are there no jobs? Because they've deliberately sent them out of this nation. Why? Because they want you begging on your knees for more porridge, please. That's why. So, kiddies, if you don't get involved, then your future looks very, very dim. There's nothing marvelous. There's no sunshine and rainbows on the horizon. If you don't get involved now, stand up and fight back. You know what I suggest? You know what I was talking about earlier? That communities against terrorism. You know what? You ought to print this one out that's related to the Internet Cafe and show it to the young kids who play these online video games. And let them see that this is how crazy this nation has become. Maybe that will open their eyes to the crap that they are being told in schools all across the nation. It's the curriculum, dummy. It's not all the millions and hundreds and millions and billions of dollars we spend on trying to educate these kids. I don't care whether they're in the ghetto of Philly or they're in some white suburban neighborhood that everybody thinks is a wonderful school. The curriculum is driven by the federal government, the Department of Education, and the curriculum is the same. And the problem is the curriculum. That's the problem. They don't want anybody smart. White, black, red, it doesn't make any difference. They don't want anybody smart. They want everybody equally dumbed down because you're going to be better compliant slaves that way. That's the goal, because people who have brains and can think for themselves, well, they're going to question what their masters want to do to them now, won't they? That's the reason behind this crap. That's the reason that you have someone writing an article, a nonsensical article, that these highways are on death row and that somehow the highways have created injustices. And please, people wanted highways. They wanted to get out of cities. That was the goal. Where did all the millions of immigrants live when they first came here to America? Huh? They went to the cities. And then their goal was to get out of the tenements in the cities because they wanted to live where they had more space, where they could roam around. That's the American dream. The American dream hasn't changed. These evil people are intent on totally destroying it, and they're almost there. I'm going to give them credit. They've done a marvelous job at destroying it. But the spirit of America has not been erased. That's not so easy to kill, is the American spirit. That's the one thing that I'm hoping will be aroused again sooner than later, that the spirit of Americans will wake up. I think it's in the slumber now, I truly do. But I am hoping sooner or later that the American people wake up and they'll understand what's been done to them. Needs to happen. It truly does, because I'm telling you, these commies are on the march. They really are. They really are. So now in one of these cities, where is this? This is in Miami. They want to, let's see, half of the population of Miami's Overtown area was displaced in the mid-60s to make way for major interstate interchanges. And let's see. What they want to do is they have different alternatives because they want to make it a mixed-use development instead. And there's even pictures here. So if anybody's listening who's from Miami, living down there in that neck of the woods, I'm not familiar with Miami, well, you'd know what they want to talk, what they're talking about here and how much they want to change it. But I can tell you one thing. I did live in Florida for a couple of years, and I can tell you what the Interstate 95, which cuts down the eastern side of Florida, the east coast of Florida, what happens to 95 in the morning, it turns into a parking lot. So I bet you any kind of stuff designed to slow down traffic even more is not going to be fun at all. Nope. It's going to be what's called a little bit of driving torture, huh? But see, the goal here is to get you out of your cars into public transportation because they want you to meet and greet with the elite. Now, if people wanted to ride buses, they would be doing it already, wouldn't they? Ever look in those buses? They're empty. Handful of people. Certainly not enough to cover the cost. Why? Because people don't want to take public transportation. They want to come and go when they want to come and go. It's as simple as that. They want to get in their car and skedaddle. That's all. That's what these people want to do. People want to be free. They like their car. They like their freedom. They like their liberty. They don't want to be slaves. Slavery doesn't work well anywhere, and it's still alive and well in many areas of the world. Believe it or not. In 2012, slavery is alive and well, and they want to reinstitute it here in the United States. Hey, all I can say, it's now time for you to speak up. Anyway, everybody, let's go to Oz. It's a wonderful place to be. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is. Anyway, listen, I'll be back tomorrow on another network, RBN, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You can hear me. For those of you who don't tune in during the week, well, then I'll see you back next Sunday. Same bad time, same bad station. Hey, have a wonderful day, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Eat a lot of chocolate. See ya.